Alan in Belfast. Hello, Alan.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Good.
Not too wet.
We just had a lovely lunch in the Black Box in the Cathedral Quarter, and we spoke about the potential for hyperlocal in Belfast, which you think there is some, don't you?
I'd like to think there would be. There are a few local websites, there are a few local blogs talking about stuff. There are some culture arts sites like Northern Ireland. What is it? Culture Northern Ireland, which cover a lot of the art stuff. But there's nothing really that just kind of describes everyday life in a small area.
Yeah.
And yet Northern Ireland's full of small communities, very tight communities that have history and have people who've lived in this house for 3-4 generations. And it'd be a shame not to actually get some of that online and get a wee bit more community spirit going.
Yeah.
So I think it's a possibility.
And why do you think it's not happened as yet? Do you feel is you know, a skills thing? People possibly don't realise that, you know, it's out there, it's very easy and free for the taking, or is it a, you know, they do and they feel there's some kind of hurdle there that prevents them? What do you think the obstacle is?
In some ways, I wouldn't say we're digitally backward, but I think we're slow in the uptake of blogging and things like that. There's still a bit of reluctance. People think that's not proper, that's a waste of time, that's something that funny people do and real life normal people don't. So I think maybe that's what's holding us back. The other thing is the politics of Northern Ireland dominate so much of how we think and do. So many areas have multiple communities within one. In some ways there's a reluctance for people to put too much about their own life or how they view life online. I think that might be part of the reluctance too, but I'd like to think through, like, Bar Camp Belfast coming up. I think we're going to try and run a session at least looking at hyperlocal as a concept, and maybe how much or how little you need to do to make it happen.
Yeah.
And see if we can maybe encourage a few folk in different bits. I mean, East Belfast is overdue 2 or 3 of these kind of things. I'm living in Lisburn. It could easily do with something to kind of perk it up a bit, like your Digbeth stuff. So they say, you know, it is good. There is something that you don't have to complain about in this place that we could actually celebrate. So it'd be nice to see something like that.
Yeah, I mean, East Belfast I'd be quite interested to see, because that's where my dad's family all live. So, because you say there is a very tight, active community there with...
And there's lots of things going on. I mean, Stormont Assembly's there, which gives a whole kind of flux of investment. And yet they're really, really pretty much deprived working class areas that haven't had a lot of money yet for regeneration and are starting to kind of find their feet. And there's stories in those communities that could be told, never mind events and organisations and just good things going on that should be celebrated, to say it's not all about doom and gloom.
Yeah, okay. So it sounds like it's kind of getting past those perceptions of blogging as something geeks do in a weird and strange way.
And kind of 2 o'clock in the morning online. Yeah, so...
And getting past the you know, getting the courage to actually put stuff out there, I suppose.
But we have plenty of community organisations, we have plenty of groups organising things.
Yeah.
So you'd have thought...
Get them to do it online, you know.
Yeah, even just get a few people here collating
what's
going on. So we'll see what happens after Bar Camp.
Okay, and when is Bar Camp?
Bar Camp is, it's in May, and I think it's about Saturday the 22nd of May.
Yeah.
Just down the street, which works well in audio, in the Cathedral Quarter. It'll be in the University of Ulster Belfast campus again.
And
barcampbelfast.org or .com, one of the two, you'll find it.
And you're doing a session with, is it Nico and Keith?
Nico Fell and Keith Belfast and Alan Belfast, hopefully doing that. And hopefully doing one on FOI as well, kind of FOI for bloggers and coders, to maybe take some of the mystery out of why it's necessary or how you get around not even having to bother.
Oh, well, best of luck with it. Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Bye.